Governor Inslee yesterday said he'd be willing to drop his insistence on funding for the Columbia River crossing in exchange for Republican votes on a transportation package. Everett Herald columnist and Olympia watcher Jerry Kornfield joins me now. Hi, Jerry.
Good afternoon.
Jerry, the governor has insisted for about a year that money for this new bridge over the Columbia River between Washington State and Portland be included in a transportation package. Why did he have this about-face?
Well, I think he's trying to get a deal that will cover 80% of what he wants in a transportation package, which would be money for state highways, for bridges, for ferries. And he also wants a piece of that puzzle to include an option for local governments like King County and Snohomish and Pierce counties to raise taxes on their own to pay for bus service and road projects. And I think he probably sees that the Columbia River Bridge is such a big project, involves Oregon and the federal government, that process can continue on, and he can, if you will, fight on that issue another day in another session, that it's not completely dead, no matter what he might be thinking or others might be thinking. It's still alive, and so he probably wants to deal with it separately.
He'd also said yesterday that he wasn't going to call lawmakers back in a special session unless he was assured that he would have the Republican votes. What kind of assurances is he looking for?
Well, you know, they're negotiating in press conference and press release, much like they did in the regular and special sessions. I think he's trying, he's trying to call their bluff, if you will. He's taking the big stickler, if you will, off the table, and now he's hoping that they'll go back. They'll meet with in the Senate, especially the Democrats and the Republican caucuses will meet together and say and come up with a package. He would like, when they come together in the late November, they get together for committee days, he'd like to have them come in with a bill that they'd be ready to have hearings on and vote on in like a 2 or 3 day period. And I think he's hoping that they will drop one of their big sticklers, which is requiring a vote of the people no matter what happens. I mean, that is still a piece of the puzzle, whether it will go on the ballot or not. So,
now, you and I have talked in the past about the Republican, their sticklers, as you call them. They had said they sort of backed off their opposition to any transportation package earlier this summer and saying, well, maybe we'd be willing to have a little revenue enhancement if and only if some conditions are met. Can you remind us what those conditions are?
Right. They had put out a statement of what they called the 2014 transportation reforms. There's 10 issues, and they changed their wording. They went from sort of demands to, we're going to go around on a listening tour. We're going to ask the public what they think of our ideas, and so we want to have a conversation. And some of the ideas involve, like, prevailing wage. They would like, in their caucus, to eliminate the prevailing wage, but they say they want to talk about it. They would like to speed up permitting of projects and try to find ways to reduce the requirements for environmental protections. And so they want to talk about those ideas, whether or not they're going to require they be written into a final package or if just holding hearings is enough. We'll have to wait and see.
Those hearings, did they begin already?
No, the first one is going to be in Bellevue on September 17th, then the next night in Everett. And then they go over to Wenatchee, Yakima, Spokane, Vancouver. They finish up in October 9th in Tacoma. And that's still about a month before they come together for their committee day. So if they heard what they wanted to hear, then they may be able to write something up. I mean, there's plenty written already that they just need to tweak here and there if they really want to get it done before January.
Do you have any sense that they can actually come to some kind of deal if a special session is called?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to call a special session unless he sees a bill literally on his desk that they've already, they have commitments from all four caucuses to pass. The governor, I think the problem at this point has been the governor isn't sitting down with the leaders of the four caucuses and negotiating. They're doing it, like I said, in the press conferences and press releases. They need to be in a room together. So it's a long shot. I don't think they're that far apart once you take the Columbia River Bridge out of the picture. But these folks have not done well working together over the last, 6, 8 months. So to get them to do it now will be interesting at best.
Well, you keep talking about how they're doing this negotiation in press press conferences as opposed to face-to-face. And that's something that Governor Gregoire, before Governor Inslee, was much, she seemed more adept at it. Is this something that you think Inslee's going to learn how to do?
I think he can learn how to do it. I don't know if he wants to do it. I mean, he comes from Congress. He comes from a political career that in which they engage in some pretty volatile language and hyperbole because they're playing to a larger audience, the public and the voters. So I'm not sure he can tone it down. I mean, he used a line in his press conference yesterday, as if they come to agreement, all sins will be forgiven. Right? I mean, that's the kind of statement that really irritates members who are in the Senate Majority Coalition Caucus. When they hear him say that, they have to wonder whether they want to negotiate or they just want to wait till January and spend the whole regular session working on this. So he makes it tough to come to table.
Jerry Kornfield covers Olympia for the Everett Herald. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.